Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Hey Sangvine. Today let's talk about certain facts about cancer. Cancer is a nightmare and nobody wants to have it or face it in their life. What causes cancer? A radiation or a toxic chemical composition? If an exposure to these kind of radiations or chemical composition affects our cells and damages the DNA, then this is what we call as mutation. And this damaged cell is called as a mutated cell. Our body is continuously going through cell division, where cell divides and multiplies, and this is how we grow. And there is a mutated cell which is not repaired by itself or else excreted as waste. Then this mutated cell also goes through cell division and gets divided and multiplied. So this is what transforms into cancer cells. So this cancer cells initially start at a place and get multiplies, and after a point it starts to enter into your bloodstream. So when it enters into our bloodstream, there is a potential threat that it can also move into our very intrinsic organs like heart, lungs, brain, where it's really difficult to remove these cancer cells. And this is what we call as critical stages in cancer. So once someone is diagnosed as a cancer patient, so we all would know that they would get into chemotherapy. But do we know why there is a hair loss when somebody goes through chemotherapy? So until the doctor removes the cancer cells in the affected areas, it is very necessary that we have to stop the cell division that is taking place by the damaged cells, so that we have to stop growing those, stop spreading that cancer cells. So what does doctors do is, they would give us some kind of a medicine, spray or injections, like whatever is the method according to them, they would give. And these kind of medicines will just go and the cells that are getting divided, it will stop that process. But that medicine would not know that whether this is a damaged cell or a normal cell. So initially in our body has certain kind of parts which also multiply cells in a very speedy manner, something like our hair and some cells in the digestive system, and many in skin and other parts of the body. So these kind of cells also get attacked by the chemotherapy, not in the sense attacked, but also stopped by the chemotherapy medicines, which reduces the cell division process. And this is the reason why hair falls and also other kind of feel like you feel weak or you don't feel hungry. All those things happens because that medicine doesn't differentiate between the normal and the cancer cells. So once this everything is done, so if that cancer cells was just in a normal place like skin or a part which can be replaced, definitely cancer is curable. But when it has gone into your blood, or it has spread, this infection has spread into your heart, blood, brain, or at your lymphatic system, then it is very hard to cure, and that gets very risky. Also, we should know that, so moral of the story is, it's not just about, as we see in the films, that drinking alcohol and then smoking causes cancer. It's not just that. Cancer can come in any form, because today's society allows all type of genetically modified foods, and also a lot of we are exposed to toxins, and also very powerful chemicals on a day-to-day basis. And also today's any problem, we go to x-rays, CT scans, MRI scans very, very often, which has to be taken like once in a while. For everything, if we scan, I mean like even that can also have a small impact, right? So whatever we do, like all these things are unavoidable in nature. So if somebody gets cancer, please don't separate them and isolate them saying that they are a bad person and that is why they have got cancer today. It can be for number of reasons. It may not be the person's mistake. It is very natural because our society allows all of this. So one tip that I would love to share, which I personally feel that we should follow in our lives, is it is very important that we have really good nutritious food and also have a very good sleep, so that whatever the toxins that we are consuming directly or indirectly on a day-to-day basis gets flushed out in our rest time. And also ensure that you be active throughout the day so that your body also gets opportunity to throw out these toxins which it has cleaned throughout the night. So I wish everyone a very good, healthy and a very happy life. And also understand that cancer is not something that we have to be feared of. So whoever is going through a very tough phase of life in the name of cancer, stay strong. So your willpower can definitely bring a very huge change and it will positively impact you. Be strong, be you, and everything will happen good. That's it for today. Thank you so much for your time, for listening to this podcast. So let's catch up in another interesting video audio. Until then, this is Karthika Madhyalagan signing off. Thank you.